You're listening to SBS News.
It is arguably one of the most famous pieces of film music on the planet. James Bond theme first appeared in 1962 in the first movie in the franchise, Dr. No. There have been 24 further installments in the official franchise, the last of which, No Time to Die, was released in 2021. A string of actors have played the title role, all of whom get to say, sooner or later, something like this.
Well, actually, Captain, I'm with the British Secret Service. The name is Bond. James Bond.
That was Roger Moore, the third Bond. Now some of Bond's iconic high-tech gadgets are up for sale at Christie's Auction House in London to celebrate 60 years since the release of the first movie. There are 61 lots available, including vehicles, costumes and props, and they're expected to raise more than £3 million, which will be split between 45 different charities. The star attraction is Bond's Aston Martin DB5 car, complete with guns. Adrian Hume-Sayer, Christie's director and head of sale, says it's the star of this particular show.
So obviously the Aston Martin DB5, there's no other car that is quite so inextricably linked with James Bond. But that car particularly is an amazing creation. So there was, as with all film props, for want of a better word, in the wider sense, because that's kind of what it is, there were a number produced for the film. But these stunt cars were produced in such a way that they would be capable of things that the original DB5 never would. So they're produced specifically for use on set. So it's not a road car, but it has the gadgets.
Whoever buys the stunt car will need to have the same kind of funding as one of Bond's supervillains. It's expected to reach between £1.5 and £2 million. There are other vehicles, costumes and props up for sale, including the Fabergé-style egg from the 1983 Roger Moore movie Octopussy, a stunt motorcycle from No Time to Die, and various costumes from the franchise. Mr. Hume-Sayer says the Bond movies have become part of all our lives.
Everybody loves James Bond. Every one of us have grown up with James Bond to some extent. Everybody has that memory from childhood, from when you saw the repeated James Bonds on TV, when you went to the opening of a new film. So it just resonates with everybody.
That's certainly true for producer Michael G. Wilson, who started working on James Bond films in the 1970s as both a producer and a scriptwriter. These props and costumes have been a huge part of his life and bring back many memories.
Well, there's no such thing as a favorite Bond to work on. They're all exceptional events. And they all bring back great memories and memories of issues that we had and problems we had. And so it's a mixture of feelings about it. They all, when you see these props, it brings back a whole mixture of different kinds of feelings.
Speculation has been rife about who will next play Bond, with stars like Idris Elba and Henry Cavill being rumoured to take up the role. Speaking in an interview in 2016, Elba himself didn't seem to take the idea very seriously.
I think I'm too old for that, man. I can't be running around in cars and ladies and martinis. Who wants to do that? That sounds terrible.
Michael Wilson says they're not even thinking about who will play Bond at this stage.
I really can't say where Bond goes from here. We haven't even thought about it. We haven't thought about the type of Bond we're going to do or what problems the world's going to be facing in the next 10 years. We have plenty right now to worry about. So we'll settle next year, so we'll begin to focus on where Bond goes from here.
In the past, many of James Bond's enemies have come from Russia, beginning with Soviet agent Colonel Rosa Klebb in From Russia with Love. But after Russia's real-life invasion of Ukraine, Mr. Wilson thinks they may well choose a different path for 007's next nemesis.
Well, sometimes we like to be in a parallel universe, and hopefully by the time we get around to making the next Bond film, things will be resolved in the immediate problems we have. But there'll always be new ones to worry about.
An online auction of 36 items is already underway and will close on October the 5th. Alan Lee, SBS News.